Hello and Happy New Year. Thank you for joining me for January's Amen Spiritual Recovery's newsletter. And this is part one. It's titled, Who Are You? So as the year starts, many commitments are being made to improve oneself, which is terrific. We should always strive to be better and to better ourselves as we look to advance in life. Where should our primary focus be? Should we be looking to advance ourselves by focusing on who we are or what we are? Let me try to clarify myself. Focusing on who we are will improve the other, what we are. And when we focus on what we are, we lose sight of who we are. Who we are is spirit, the light. What we are is the body-mind unit, or mortal body, the covering, the spirit, the light. In Eastern religions and spirituality, when one refers to self with the lowercase s, that's the body-mind unit, consistent of ego, senses, empirical and rational intelligence, ethnicity, sex, social standings, etc. When the other self is referred to with a capital S, as in self, that is spirit, God within. When the small self is referenced in, when the self is referenced in the lowercase S, as in self in the Western religions and spirituality, it uses the word sarx. Sarx is a Greek word meaning flesh. Sarx also represents the human condition of the mortal body that is incomplete, unevolved, committed to the biological survival for its own sake or the sake of the clan, tribe, nation, or race. Self, with the capital S in it, in the West, would be children of God, the new Adam, the light within. So when we focus on what we are, improving the body-mind unit, the spirit tends to be pushed aside, and this is normal. It's par for the course because we can see and feel the growth in the body-mind unit, be it through exercising, dieting, taking classes, etc. The feeling of wellness that comes from it leads to wanting to do more and more. But that feeling, that calling of wanting more is actually spirit. It's spirit's desire to be fulfilled. It's an internal, eternal calling back home to become one with spirit. Because that is our real nature, being spirit. We are spirit, having a human experience. Unfortunately, most of us continually derail ourselves by trying to fulfill from the outside. We mistakenly take that feeling of wanting more and try to satiate it. Since everything on the outside is temporary, we have to continue to look for more and more. That reminds me of an old saying, keeping up with the Joneses. It's different when we use spiritual tools to grow or fulfill that calling, that desire to be fulfilled. The feeling of fulfillment from using spiritual tools is also much more subtle. Most of us don't even realize the spiritual alignment in ourselves until someone says, I don't know what it is about you, but you've changed. Then we begin to recognize that change, and it's up to us to continue to align ourselves with spirit. As we fulfill that calling of the spirit, our worldly needs become satisfied as well. We naturally take better care of the body-mind unit in many ways. We can be more in sync with things around us. The hassles of life might still be there, but they do not disturb us as they once did. Our fears naturally lessen. Things that were of importance at one time take a back seat. There comes a healing of body, soul, and just social ill. as we enter into a new state of consciousness, one of a spirit of fulfillment, becoming the light in the world. The outside world might act the same, but we experience it differently. This last feeling of fulfillment comes from the realization of who we are. This realization comes from a distinction and discernment of the lowercase self and the uppercase S in self, and practicing the tools given in religious teachings of prayer, contemplation, meditation, and practice in the presence. Religions give us the tools, and they have led many to self-realization. These tools are also used on the paths of spirituality and mysticism. My spiritual advisor often reminds me of a quote from St. Teresa of Avila. Perfecting the personality, the body-mind unit, can in fact kill the soul, the spirit, because the attention is on me, 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 and not thee, thee, thee. So in part two of the newsletter, I'll share about water in the roots to spiritual growth. One of the topics will be discernment and why the tools of religion are essential to nurturing the spirit in the months to come. Blessed New Year to all of you. Thanks for listening.